The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight.
Good morning, good morning. Joe on the radio, great to have you with us this morning. Here we go, look at Happy Wednesday. Let it rip out, go ahead, let it swing, baby. Here we go.
Yes. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart.
Francis Albert on a Wednesday.
Come and
on.
That laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart.
Hey, good morning. How you doing this morning? You all right? I can listen to that song, right? Isn't that like the wedding song? Everybody sings that at a wedding. Oh, please, don't get me nervous, then I'll break out in a cold sweat. Good morning, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. It is Wednesday, June 26th. It's going to be hot the next few days. I'm so excited about that. Summer is finally here. You saw that red sky. That was beautiful yesterday. It means we're getting into summer, and I'm loving every minute of it. It was cold. I felt like winter was like long, remember? It took so long to get cold, so I don't want to hear about the heat. I am down with it. I just got to figure out what I'm doing. I'll run through this crazy schedule that I have had, but all is well, and I hope all is well in your life too. And hopefully, we could just have a couple laughs along the way as we break down the news. You know, the local story is a big story, and I don't usually generally bother Frankie Five Boroughs. You know, when we're away, I like to just let the guys breathe a little bit. So we totally don't get on each other's nerves. Maybe too late for that already. But I call Frank. I couldn't believe this Democratic primary in Queens, New York. And if you're listening around the country, and we appreciate you jumping on the air, you know, this is the borough of Queens. There was a primary direct election for the district attorney, and this progressive candidate won the primary. So that's Tiffany Caban, and she has declared a victory over Queensborough President Melinda Katz. See, I'm telling you, this is the AOC arm of the Progressive Party right here. And this is the woman that says, well, I don't think we should, and I'm being dramatic and a little sarcastic, more than a little sarcastic. She's saying we should, you know, you commit a crime, that's okay. Not to worry. You could just, you know, there should be no consequences if you commit a crime. Now, the race has received national attention because Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren endorsed Caban. You know, and even Governor Cuomo backed Melinda Katz. The fact is, this whole progressive, I'm telling you, the progressiveness is slipping into our country. Now, this woman will have no consequences. She doesn't believe in broken windows. And you and I know, and especially if you're old like I am, and well, you're not old, but if you're my age, you remember when New York was in absolute disarray. Absolute disarray. And now these progressives are getting in. And why? Because people aren't showing up to vote. And you say, and this is for the primary, and we'll get into it as we move along. But it's like people are just saying, oh, I'm not. Why should I vote? Why should I vote? It happens in Jersey. Look at the mess that New Jersey is in right now. I mean, you got Democrats fighting Democrats. It's like I've never seen before, you know? And watch the Republican. There's going to be a battle on the Republican side. And you and I, all we're going is, could you lower our taxes a little bit? Could you maybe consider who we are as citizens of these great states? It's New York, man. It's New Jersey with the personality, you know, of Jersey. It's the great Northeast. And it's getting worse. We're turning it to California. Look at the homeless in California. I see it seeping into Wall Street, the same thing. And then this. Look, this is a story I'm reading. I'm not making this up. This is not commentary. This is fact. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey is looking to raise prices at its bridges and tunnels. Hello. The port has advanced a proposal yesterday that would increase tolls at its crossings for the first time since 2015. If implemented, cash tolls would jump from $15 to $16, while both peak and non-peak Easy Pass rates would rise by $1.25. The increases would launch on January 5th of next year. Look, they got the dates locked in because they know they're just going to do this. The proposal will be open for discussion. Yeah, you know, no, what discussion? Stop taxing us? This is a tax. It's another tax. It's like congestion pricing. You know, and how do we maintain the roads then? Because they have to, how about cutting the bureaucracy, all those jobs, all those sweetheart jobs that are in the Port Authority, really? Holy moly, that's all they keep doing. Oh, goodness gracious. So we'll get into all that stuff. Hey, now, this is great. Mueller's going to testify. You see that? Oh, that's great. They're bringing him in. I swear to God, they're bringing him in. Oh, my. They won't let that go. And then I'm seeing, and again, I talk to you because I think you're like, hopefully, logically enough, you know, like to tune into the show because you feel like, certainly, at least the way I do, is Mueller's going to testify, and you don't think the Republicans are going to go after this guy, but why can't this guy just go away? It was a big fail, is what this quote-unquote Mueller probe was. It was a witch hunt. It was a big fail, and objectively speaking, it just had no relevance. All it did was ruin lives to this day. To this day, it is ruining lives. You forget, right? But you forget people who are in jail now, people who had their homes raided, you know, in a pre-dawn raid, all on conjecture, nothing to do with facts, nothing to do with facts. And now Mueller is still going to come back. Nadler wants Mueller to, this is ridiculous. Why would this guy step up? Who cares? What does he have to say? And then, because that's going to be the narrative. They won't let it go. And they also won't let this go. And I'm trying to explain this as decently as I can about all you hear about the children now. Do you see that narrative grasping and holding on? And it's got a life, the story of children at the border, right? You see that now that's a push, that's a narrative that's being pushed by the progressive left to go after the president. And what bothers me is that no one, not one news organization is going into the inner cities of the United States and showing how some of these kids got to live. In 2019, in the United States of America, legal citizens born here, whose families have been here for hundreds of years. Not one news organization will take the camera and go to Oakland, California, go to East St. Louis, or go to the south side of Chicago, Barack Obama's hometown. No one has the guts to do it. And they let that narrative grasp, like they're going to try to let this Mueller probe narrative, the narrative. So it's like, so you and I go, wow, that's terrible. The president must be awful. That's what they're trying to get us to believe. And why don't I don't understand the lack of objectivity or the lack in the news media, why there isn't somebody's got enough guts, enough individuality, enough courage to step up and say, you're talking about the kids that are coming over the border. And why? And if I send my kids somewhere, if I push my kids, let's say I want to send them to Canada. I don't know. It's a bad analogy because Canada's a great place. But it's you know, and then I don't go with them. And I hand my kid off to somebody. It's okay, honey. This strange man who is going to walk you across the border and you're going to be over there. And I think we have relatives up there and you're going to join. What kind of parent am I? Can we have responsibility here? And it goes right back to what I'm saying about what's happening in the Queens DA race. There's no consequences. No one says, what kind of parents are sending their kids across the border or selling them to these coyotes? You know, and aside from that, let's look at how children are being treated in America. Does every child have breakfast in America? How is it when there's still the crime that there is in the middle of the night? No, why is no one addressing this? And I put that forth respectfully, and I challenge. And if we had the wherewithal to do it on this radio station, I would do it. I would just get a camera crew, and that's my dream one day. Just do everything video wise, you know. Comedy-wise as well, you know, like that comedy, conservative comedy channel, but also to go out and just to do things that the regular news media just refuses to do. Everybody's yelling at each other. Just show, just very simply show exactly the lives of children within the inner cities across the United States, and then you tell me who's worse, those people, those poor kids, and you feel sorry, and our hearts go out to those kids that are at the border, or how about our American citizens, and how about America first? Hey, yeah, Joe on the radio, just humbly suggesting. So I don't know what to do, and I was going to ask you. It's going to be a crazy weekend. I may run down the shore, take the kids down the shore today. I may be broadcasting from down the shore tomorrow, and then we'll be back. I'll run back up into the studio on a Friday. So now, you ready for this? I have my high school reunion, and it is Friday. I wasn't aware of it. Do you go to your high school reunion? Do you care? High school reunion. I'm not going to even tell you how many years it is. Ugh. I think, really... It was like Millard Fillmore was president, I think. So do I go in? So I talked to the gal putting it together, and then I said, well, we'll go. I guess I'm going to go. Now I'm so I decided to go. The one thing she was more concerned about than anything else, Joe, we need $100. We desperately need $100. So apparently. And it's at a pretty fancy place, too. So I said, who's going? And I recognized some names. Can we have – now, then when you go to your high school reunion, do you wear a name tag? Do you wear a name tag? What if you don't regular? Hey, and you, how many times do you get this? Remember me? Well, you mean 70 pounds ago? What are you going to do? Remember? Don't say, remember me. Because I'm thinking, is it going to be great? Or is it going to be like, why did I go? And then who do I take to the high school reunion? So I thought it would be funny if I walked in with Carol Alt. I thought that would be kind of funny. But I don't want to be like a snotty little kid. So I'm going to the reunion. So we'll put that forth to you today. I had the craziest night last night. And I can't get into it on the radio. But no, I can't. We can't. But maybe during this intimate hour, I'll be nudged into it by the knuckleheads that I have the honor of broadcasting with every morning. But right now, I'm going to just stay on the high school reunion. And Frankie Fibrels, did you go to your reunion? Hi, Frankie. How are you? And Al, good morning,
I'm
boys.
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
Did you guys go to your reunion? Right,
well, Al runs these high school reunions.
Right.
He spends the whole year preparing for a meeting to prepare for the high school reunion. It's a big deal for him.
Two things happened. I'll tell you real quick before we go to break. No, because I think high school reunion, then I got called just as I was about to go to sleep, the phone rang and I picked up the cell phone. It said unknown. It wasn't Tom from the Bronx. No.
How would he have your number?
I'd just like to say, make sure you have that. $100 ready for the reunion, as it were.
I'm getting shaken down by exes, you know, by the government, by banks, by priests, and now by the high school reunion.
But not Tom from the Bronx. He's never asked us for money. In fact, he bought an ad schedule.
He's a good guy. So the phone it says unknown. So I thought maybe it was Chaz, because sometimes Chaz will call unknown and just to say we had a great time, whatever. So I say hello right before I'm trying to go to bed. And I hear, hi. So you know, and I recognize the voice, and it was one of my paramours from years ago. And
what time frame, Judge? Can I?
You mean at night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean what time did I go to bed, or what time?
No, what time did this call arrive?
Coming up at 9 o'clock already.
Okay, all right, man. That's a good time.
Yeah, that's a good. But you can't talk at that time because it's so funny when somebody.
There are certain calls that are worth taking.
Yeah,
certain calls that are worth going to bed a little later for.
You mean that? Means I'm afraid. I called Frank Al. I called Frank. I said, just to talk about some things that are happening and about this Queens DA race and what just breaking down what we're talking about this morning. And where do you think Frank is? He's out with his quote-unquote, oh, I'm with my substitute girlfriend.
Yeah,
I love this guy. I love this guy.
Well, my fiancé had to work late. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
You can't eat dinner by yourself?
Well, here's what happened. I mean, I don't want to – I'll tell you later. I don't want to derail Joe's train of thought and let him off the hook on
well,
this
one.
Well,
that's a first for somebody in the studio.
Exactly.
Thank you, Frank, for that. Right.
I'll be over here sipping my coffee.
Slurping. Slurping.
When we come back, I got to tell you, because the hello is when you...
I'm sorry. Did you say something?
Don't forget, eat your egg cups, please.
Oh, I ate them already.
I ate those already. So what do you do when, and we'll come back, we got a break with Debbie, but and believe me, we have a radio show, but sure. I feel like I know you as you listen around the kitchen table. What do you do? It's like an old, love calls, and you got to say, because you're a very hip guy.
Oh, sorry, I have to get to sleep.
No, you got to say, I got to get up very early in the morning. And it's like, I feel like 107 years old.
What? Who's this? I got to get up.
What? You get cranky. Oh, Debbie, I don't know what to do.
Well, was she special or was she like,
Oh, man.
You can't tell us?
No.
You can't tell us?
Boy, what a show we'd have if this was Sirius XM. I mean, I could just go.
So, Debbie, from what I understand about this particular person, not only was she this gorgeous blonde that Joe dated, but then after her relationship with Joe, she went on to marry a very, very famous celebrity.
Which I appreciated more than I could tell
Absolutely.
You.
That's the best thing. I wish some of my exes would go out with celebrities.
Exactly. That's the main thing.
They leave me for custodians.
Me to me. So this particular...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, lovely gal. She went on to marry an international superstar, and she became known herself. And I'm saying that's the way you go. You gotta go up from your relationship. Right now it's like, oh gosh, I do not have that pleasure right now, or that it's like I'm getting. It's like they meet always meet Mama Luke's. Not in this case, but I think I just once you start, you can't start these things up again, Deb. Right? You can't start these things up.
It depends on the situation, I would say. It depends how long it's been, and it depends on, it depends on the connection that you had or still may have, That's what it depends on. So have you
Hello?
Thinking here, Joe? Joe's thinking. Joe's thinking about it now. Okay.
And by depends on traffic, I think, actually.
By the way, with the reunion, I think definitely the name tags with the reunion. Because I went to my reunion, I didn't really recognize too many people.
I'm not going to recognize anybody.
It's tough.
And that's the whole thing. But I'm going. I'm going because this this gal that put it together works so hard, and there's some close buddies going, so I'm going to go out of respect, but I will wear a name tag, I think.
And then then you don't need to, but everybody else probably should.
No, you don't.
People know
No, I don't know. But I'm going to go. What a week. Oh, this week. I said, geez, it's one of those weeks, I don't have enough drama. Hey, but we'll get through it. And we'll talk off air, Debbie.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear, the details. I want to see what she said. You said she called, but we don't know what she said yet. So that's what we want to get to
next.
It's
like you don't miss a beat. It's like you don't forget. It's like you ever do that? You pick up and it's like, boom. And it's like it was like 30 years ago. I mean, it's like, whoa, that's wild. That is wild.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
let's
a
get
connection.
Let's, okay. We need like a lovelorn radio show or something,
Let's call
advice.
Dr. Ruth. Let's get Dr. Ruth on
Dr.
the show.
Ruth, oh, God,
she was fabulous. She's great. I mean, she's still out there, and what an interesting story she had. I think we should get her on the show. She's great.
all right, we'll come back. We'll get into it. 6:23. Debbie is on the road. She is checking traffic for you now on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm in my studio checking out the roads at IC volume for you, Joe. It's on the FDR Drive south into the 50s. It's a disabled vehicle. That's what's causing the delay. Northbound side of the Van Wyck slowing down up through Jamaica Avenue. Traffic is moving solely on the eastbound BQE up by the Battery Tunnel. An accident there was just cleared. Inbound GWB upper level. They wrapped up some police department activity, but it's 45 to the upper, 20 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel 25, Holland 25. 85, 109 South in Kearney, an accident over there. And traffic is moving slowly for you as you head to 130 South into Friendship Road in South Brunswick. That's an accident. Looks like an ongoing investigation, so prepare for delays there. Sunny today, high of 87. Sunny tomorrow with a high going up to 88 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
I realize those statements sound unbelievable, but it's true. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, or even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit am970theanswer.com and click on the ADF banner, Alliance Defending Freedom. Or call 800-569-1559. Your gift of $100 will help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or am970theanswer.com.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning, 626 on this Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Great to have you with us. You know, I'm telling you, now, this is our little thing right here, 6 to 7 a.m. East Coast time out of New York. This is what I refer to as our intimate hour, and I know you're listening because I get your tweets and your social media on Instagram and Facebook and on Twitter. And Facebook, I apologize. I'm so bad at Facebook. I just don't get back to you. Please accept my apology. But I know when I could talk to you like this at this hour, this early in the morning, that you're up and you tune into us, and we really appreciate that. It makes you really officially a part of the family. That's when I tell you about Balance of Nature, because I care about you. I'm telling you, if I wasn't on this Balance of Nature regimen that Frankie told me about, I don't think I could keep the energy level. Even just yesterday, in the city. And then I wanted to go. I saw Mom, and thank God she's doing great. Carol's birthday, I wanted to make sure she was all taken care of, running around. Then I ran all the way. And the traffic in New Jersey, the stress living in New York and New Jersey, right? Am I right? Balance of Nature alleviates all that. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And you and I know, if I may speak for you, you don't have enough fruits and vegetables. Dr. Douglas Howard says Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. This might be the best nutrient, and I think I could call it a nutrient, ever invented. Because it's very simply this: fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Fruits and vegetables are antioxidants. They are the ultimate antioxidants, and they take out and put away and destroy all the free radicals in your body that cause disease, that give you a cold, that give you the allergy. So I'm telling you, my friend, to try Balance of Nature, because you can get a 30% discount right now if for a limited time. And free shipping, by the way, on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Here's the number, 800-2468-751. You can go to balanceofnature.com if you'd like. Please use the discount code, The Answer. But the number is easy to remember. It's 800-2468-751. Good health. It's only a phone call away.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Thrill, I gotta have.
As the man, Stevie Ray, with Joe Piscopo on the radio, AM 970 The Answer, around the country, around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Great to have you with us this morning. You know, we have Joe Borelli's going to join us. We love Joe Borelli. He's a rising star. We're going to talk about what's happening in Queens and where do we go from here. Assemblyman Kieran Lawler as well. We're going to talk about Iran tensions, what's going on with Iran. How do we deal with Iran? Here is a Iraq war veteran in Kieran Lawler, a great patriot, and he'll join us coming up shortly. And Arthur Idala. We love when Arthur's on. You know, we're going to talk about this Queens situation, how Caban won this district of attorney. This is the primary. So we'll get into it with Arthur, my man Arthur. And John Wighouse is president of the Nassau County Detectives Association. Check it out. MS-13 deaths on Long Island, and there is a detective shortage on Long Island. You know, do you hear what I'm telling you? MS-13, it's out there. You heard Congressman Peter King talk about it all the time, and Lee Zeldin, and former Congressman Dan Donovan, all over this, yet never once is it addressed on the southern border of the United States of America, unless the president talks about it. Now, there's a lot of changes in the White House. Frankie Five Burrows, first and foremost, we have the acting customs chief stepping down, acting customs and border protection chief, John Sanders, stepping down. He sent a letter of resignation to acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan. You know, I can never pronounce that guy's name.
It's about time to whack him as well. His name's too tough to pronounce.
Get rid of the guy, man. Exactly. Get rid of him. Tough name. The resignation takes effect July 5th. Then we also have a new press secretary, which is sounds kind of cool, President, because it comes from First Lady Melania's office. President Trump praising his next press secretary, talking with reporters at the White House yesterday. The president noted that Stephanie Grisham has been with his team from the beginning and will do a fantastic job. She was the spokesperson for the first lady. So that looks, I wonder if that's going to just be a little calmer than with Sarah Huckabee Sanders there, Frankie.
Well, I don't know anything about Grisham, but clearly the president feels very highly, very, very strongly about her skills. But I think that the press is never going to give whoever the president's press secretary is anything of a break, right? So It's just a relentless game of, I don't even know. It's like juggling with axes in terms of how to handle the D.C. press corps. So we'll see. The president is his own best spokesman. You know, he really, whether it's true. In interviews, whether it's via Twitter, most of the time, or whether it's in impromptu shouting at reporters on his way to Air Force One, the president is the best messenger for all of his policies, and he is, so I think it's a tough job because the press is going to be so adversarial, but at the end of the day, we'll see what happens.
Yep, and that's it when we go in there because the press has been so negative. You know what I do love? I have to tell you about this president. 6:32, we'll break with Al, and then Kieran Lawler will join us. And you're always welcome, by the way, 877-970-2999. And you can give me some advice. If you're the women will know best. Can you? Is it possible to resurrect a long ago? One of the loves of long time past. It may very well be dangerous and may be absolutely futile, but just put it out there. And then in the high school reunion thing, man, I'm going. And Al, you have fun. No, it's fun when you go, when you see people you haven't seen.
Honestly, I mean, I it's very easy for me, and I don't want to unveil the curtain, but it's very easy for me to put these things together from, planning where we're going to have it and the money and all that other stuff. The money is the biggest issue in any of these types of reunions to get people to pay. But once that happens,
what?
Well, because a lot of times people wait until the last minute to commit, and I always have a hard cutoff date of about a month before, because I want to make sure that whatever, how many people say they're coming, we have the money to cover everything. Because remember, you got to pay for a DJ, you got to pay for other things, and we do prize giveaways and stuff, so we make it an incentive for people to come. It's not just hanging out and talking with people. There's a chance you could win some nice things.
Yeah, because I'm being hocked for $100 isn't bad. So of course,
no, $100 is great. Believe me, there's people trying to put together a reunion for the graduating class of 1989, and they're trying to charge like $175.
That's when I graduated.
which is a lot of money. But the thing is, once people get in the room, and the great thing about this reunion last year, our 30-year reunion, is there were a bigger mix of people. And a lot of people that, you know, maybe not necessarily the popular kids in school that weren't sure if they really wanted to come. Or, you know, I don't want to hang out with you. And, you know, everybody had a great time. There were people up on the dance floor, you know, 60, 70 deep on the dance floor the whole night. It was a lot of fun. And I can't tell you how many compliments that I got from a number of different people that said, what a great time. So glad I came.
I can't think of anything I would rather do less than go to my high school reunion. Like, if it's a 50th reunion or a 40th reunion, okay, maybe that's one thing. But I would never, and more power to everybody that likes this, because, you know, I'm all for people having a good time, whatever they want to do. To me, it's one more thing that you have to go to. And, you know, with Facebook, there's so little need for these. You know, there's no need to really catch up. You really see, oh, so-and-so has a kid now. So-and-so's bald now. So-and-so's fat now.
You'd be surprised. Seriously. Well, I've run three of these reunions, okay, over the last 10 years.
Yeah, you really get into it.
And I am surprised at the turnout each time.
10 years, that's too many.
Yeah, well, we had a 21 because we missed the 20th. We had a 25th because people wanted to do a 25th. Then we had a 30th.
Oh, Lord.
But you'd be surprised at how many people, like, even though you interact with them on Facebook or on social media or some people that you see, you'd be surprised how wonderful of, you know, of a time that they have.
You don't go back
to, like, the way you felt in high school. And when you see somebody, the popular kids aren't all together. You know what I mean? And then,
no, because that was the thing about this last reunion. The popular kids and the kids who weren't so popular everybody was just kind of interacting with one another. Hey, how you doing? Great to see you. You know, whatever. There was no nonsense. Like, I really thought this time around it was going to be very clicky, where people just kind of walling off of one another. Yeah, we don't do assigned seats. We don't do whatever. It's just you come in. It's a big room. Everybody gets together. The music is going. The drinks are flowing. And everybody's having a good time.
Yeah, I'm going because I like the way it's just part of the community, and I want to just support that because it's nice.
No, it's nice of you to go.
Yeah, I mean, except then I heard some key buddies are going, and I think I'm gonna go. But
now, was Judge Napolitano in that high school as well?
No, the judge. I don't think he'll mind me telling you, but he was ahead of me at Brookdale Elementary School, and he went to Bloomfield High School, where I wanted to go. We came out of Brookdale Elementary School in Bloomfield, and the judge went on to Bloomfield High School. I wanted so much to go to Bloomfield High School and just be part of Bloomfield that my parents moved up to, like, into the Caldwells. It'd be, you know, the West Essex area. All the Italians ran up Bloomfield Avenue. With all the WASPs that we really did. And, of course, I got into the fights and we settled down. But I really struck up some of the lifelong friendships with some of these folks. But it's just, maybe I'll cut the reunion. Can I cut it like I used to cut class all the time out? You think that's the best
thing? Well, I mean, not if you've committed and paid money already, no.
Take, you know, cut enough class, for goodness sake. So we'll get into it. Give us a call, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone line. Kieran Lawler is going to join us. We're going to see what's going on with Iran. How do you deal with Iran? And people criticize the president the way he's dealing with Iran. I like the unpredictability. When they actually said it, Frankie, you told me this yesterday, and I forgot to stay on it because it was during our morning show. The head guy, Khomeini, the head grand high exalted mystic ruler of Iran, he used the word mentally retarded toward the United States. He did say that, didn't he?
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of news on the Iran front. We'll get into it with Kieran Lawler next, but there's a lot to go into.
Let's do it. There is news. Lo and behold, aside from the pathetic personal problems of yours truly, 6:38 with Joe on the radio, but I love you, and I love you for being here. 877-970-2999. And we're going to go to Big Al Gattulo right now with the local news, live and local, on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
72 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Tri-state officials with White House aspirations hitting the stage for the debates, the first Democratic presidential debates for the 2020 election being held this week. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio will share the stage with eight other candidates tonight in Miami, while New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand squares off against candidates tomorrow. De Blasio, Booker, and Gillibrand could all use a boost from the televised events. Polls have shown them with significant ground to make up. NBC News is moderating the first debate. A one-time candidate for the Hoboken City Council is heading for prison after being convicted of orchestrating the bribing of voters. A federal jury found Francis Rea guilty yesterday of conspiring to promote a voter bribery scheme by use of the mail. Reyes sent campaign workers out in late 2013 to pay Hoboken residents $50 each to cast mail-in votes in his favor and paid out those bribes via his political action committee without disclosure. Reyes could end up getting as many as 5 years behind bars when sentenced. In sports, the Yankees set a major league record by homering in their 28th straight game, beating the Blue Jays 4-3 in the Bronx. The Mets gave up 5 runs in the bottom of the sixth. They lost 7-5 against the Phillies. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. The inbound side of the GWB still about 45 minutes because of some earlier police department activity, so that upper level still very tough. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 30, and over at the Holland Tunnel, about 30 minutes getting into town as well. We're seeing volume on the westbound BQE. That's stop and go getting up and out toward the Battery Tunnel. Watch out for some stop and go traffic on 95 southbound as you head down toward Rye. The earlier construction cleared out of the way, and taking a ride over to 130 southbound getting into South Brunswick. That's closed, and it's all due to an ongoing accident investigation. So we'll keep an eye on that. 1 and 9 south in Kearney, an accident in the process of being cleared. Sunny today with a high of 87. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 88. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Paramount. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner stars in Yellowstone. Don't miss the return of cable's number one new drama, Yellowstone Season 2. New episode tonight at 10, 9 central on the new Paramount Network.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
I'm happy to tell you about how you can save time and energy by using Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery. Just use the Walmart grocery app or order online. Pickup is free and can be at an exact time. Now, there's a small fee for delivery, but you can pick the one-hour window that you want. And Walmart staff selects the best items for you no matter what it is. Fresh foods, bulk items, doesn't matter. There's a money-back satisfaction guarantee, and you can use my code WOWFRESH for $10 off of $50 or more.
What is today? Wednesday? No, I'll just bring it. Oh, hi. Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you? So that Kieran Lawler standing by, and your phone call is always at 877-970-2999, but I want to tell you about Fran's Touch of Class, because we have such a good time when we take Fran's Touch of Class out on what we call the Schmooze Cruise. We go with all the sponsors, all the family that is part of AM 970, The Answer, and our sister station, WMCA, The Mission, and we have a great time. So if you have got an anniversary, birthday party, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, a corporate event, I'm telling you, you got to have it on Fran, one of Fran's luxury private yachts. Your guests are so impressed. It puts you all into a nice area where you can talk and you look at the skyline of New York City. You go around and keep telling you, that's the most beautiful thing when you see the Brooklyn Bridge, the architectural beauty of the Brooklyn Bridge, the glory of the Freedom Tower rising above Wall Street. Right? And you could see where the towers were, and you could pause. Ellis Island. That was so great. When I was with my Mikey on Fran's Touch of Class on the Schmooze Cruise, I said, Mikey, that's where your grandparents came in from Ellis Island, like that. And it was just so exciting to see. And then, of course, the Statue of Liberty. Arthur is going to come on later. Arthur, I doubt that they make the sign of the cross when you go by the Statue of Liberty. So it's great. You have to experience this. At least give Fran a call. Because if you have a law firm, if you have a business, you have a company, and you say, how can I impress my clients? Boom, Fran's Touch of Class. It's just like that. 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400. Visit FransTouchOfClass.com as well to see the full range of yachts in Fran's fleet. Then give her a call. Find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, give you details of all the services provided. Add that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400 or FransTouchOfClass.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Assemblyman Kieran Lawler represents the Hudson Valley in the New York State Assembly, one of the good guys up there in Albany, a Marine veteran of the Iraq War. Kieran, great to have you on the show always, and welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be here.
Assemblyman, give us your breakdown. You know, you fought in Iraq, man. What are you feeling about Iran? I mean, where do we stand with Iran right now?
You know, it's a problem that's existed for my entire life. You know, I'm 43 years old, so I was born in 76. 79 was the Islamic Revolution and the taking of our hostages. So this is a problem that's four decades in the making. It's reaching, you know, kind of a crisis level right now. And it's a tough situation for the president. It's a tough situation for the United States. We have been sucked into Middle Eastern wars. 6,000 Americans in the last 19 years since 9/11 have been killed in Iraq or Afghanistan. Some of those who were killed in Iraq were killed directly by Iranian forces. So there's no doubt about it that the Iranians have been at war with the United States, both in this kind of a Cold War sense and in the hot war on the battlefields of Iraq. So we definitely want to keep them in check. But at the same time, we don't want to get sucked into a wider conflict. So it's a very delicate balance for the president. Some confusion, some mixed signals sent last week when it looked like there was going to be a strike against Iran in retaliation for the attack on the Japanese ships and the American drone. When that was called off, that sent some confusing signals. Now, we did launch a cyber attack on one of their terror organizations' IT infrastructure, which, you know, if President Obama had done that, they'd give him another Nobel Peace Prize. We're not sure of the effectiveness of that. But the president risks looking weak and indecisive. Time will tell if that's the case. I think that the president looks at what has been done and what's the sort of Washington, D.C. national security establishment playbook. And I think he looks at it and says, this is what everybody else would have done. What can I do different so that we're not still dealing with this in another 40 years? So I'm hopeful that that's what's going on and it's not vacillation. And I don't think this is a president who would vacillate.
You know, but as a veteran, do you think the president did the right thing by opting for sanctions instead of military action?
Well, military options are still on the table. I do think the sanctions are working. If you look at everything that comes out of the Iranian regime, communication-wise, they all talk about sanctions. Sanctions are really crippling them economically. They want the sanctions lifted. I believe this provocation in the last week or so was designed to either draw Trump into a wider conflict, which makes him unpopular at home, and he loses the election next year.
Exactly.
Or flip the script so that, you know, the dynamics change and maybe they can get some relief on the sanctions. But I do think everything Iran is doing is related to the lifting of the sanctions, which in a way is good because it tells you the sanctions are working. The sanctions are really hurting the Iranian regime, which is a terrible, terrible regime. They're a terrorist state. They kill Americans. They don't take care of their people. One of the worst regimes in the world. And if we can hurt them economically without having to, you know, shed our Iranian blood and especially not have to shed American blood, that is a positive.
You know, and as a veteran, Kieran, and again, I never had the privilege to serve. I said, and I talked to Colonel McGregor yesterday about this. We were talking about this. I would say if they're going to knock down a drone, we take out some unmanned military, maybe missile deployment sites. Boom. You know, just a tit for tat immediately just to shut them down. That is my instinct. But they, you know, I could call myself not a hawk, but a chicken hawk because I never served. But you serve, man. You've been in the heat of the battle. You've been in Iraq, man. And so I'm not feeling, and because I feel we know each other well enough, Kieran, that maybe you're leaning. That's what you would like to have seen is just a takedown with hopefully no civilian casualties.
Yeah, but I don't know where that would actually get us. I mean, if we had this
fair enough,
you know, proportional attack, yep. I'm not sure how does that change the status quo. And I used to be more of a hawk, and I've seen, you know, the last 19 years. I'm not sure what we've accomplished in Afghanistan, for example. In Iraq, I think we had major accomplishments by taking out Saddam Hussein and giving the Iranian people the opportunity for democracy. In some ways, they've squandered it, but we did give them that opportunity. But I think decisions made rashly or made because of political pressure or because of a desire to retaliate in Washington, D.C. have led to bad decisions with bad consequences, and those bad consequences fall on the 21-year-old from from New York who's carrying a rifle because he believes in his country. So I don't mind being a little more deliberative. I don't think this president is ever going to be somebody who gets pushed around. So the military options are on the table, whether it's a proportional strike or some kind of a more bigger devastating strike.
And just to make the point here, you kind enough to listen, Kieran Lawler with us, assemblyman from Hudson Valley in the New York State Assembly, is that Iran now plans to enrich uranium. And don't forget, Iran, they got, and they knew this when John Kerry went in with Barack Obama, President Obama, to make this deal. They knew that some of the money was going to Hezbollah, you know, and to Hamas. They knew that it was going to terror organizations. So you can't just let this go. But you know what, Kieran Lawler, we saw two servicemen killed in Afghanistan yesterday. Do you see any chance of us leaving Afghanistan anytime soon?
You know, I think it's winding down. I think it's a priority of this administration to get out of these wars, but without leaving chaos behind. So I'd like to see the day when Americans are home and not in these far-flung places. But I don't think that day is here yet, but I think it is much closer than it was, you know, 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
All right. What's tougher, fighting in Iraq or fighting in up there in Albany? I mean, that's
very different.
Hey, we appreciate your fight, man. But it ain't easy, right?
No, it's not. And it's very frustrating. And, you know, I think about returning servicemen and I think about regular hardworking New Yorkers, and they're not really a priority in Albany this year with this new one-party control in Albany. If you were an illegal immigrant in this country, you did very well with this legislative session. If you were a criminal, you did very well in this legislative session with some of the so-called criminal justice reforms. But if you're a regular, you know, veteran, for example, trying to start his or her life and build a life, or regular working class family in New York, you got nothing in this legislative session. So that is kind of unfortunate, especially if you're one of the people who put their time and their neck on the line for this country.
All right, Assemblyman, a belated happy Father's Day. I know what a good daddy you are, Kieran, and always appreciate you being on the show, sir. Thanks a lot.
Same to you. Thanks.
Okay, man. Assemblyman Kieran Lawler right there, 651 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there early, bright and early on the roads, looking out for you, checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. Let's take a spin over to the LIE eastbound out by Vets Highway. It's an accident. The HOV lane is blocked over there. Southern State eastbound Corona Ave getting out toward Valley Stream. A collision there as well. It's kind of messy on the FDR Drive south down through the 100s. It's an accident involving several vehicles. So a really tough ride here. FDR Drive south getting down past the RFK Bridge. Expect delays on the Deegan southbound. That's moving slowly. 230s into the Cross Bronx. Major problems on 78 right now. 78 eastbound, the express lanes at exit 56 in Newark. It's an overturned truck. All lanes subject to closure here in the express lanes. If you're heading to 109 south in Kearney, it's an accident. George Washington Bridge, 45 in. Lincoln 30, Holland still waiting 30 as well. Southbound Thruway busy, 14A down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip.
Sounds like there's a party going on. But something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived. And thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Have you been curious about trading stock but don't know how to get started? With Tradeway, you can learn how for just $99.95. Come to the Marriott Marquis in Times Square on August 2nd and 3rd and find out where to begin. There's a full money-back guarantee. Call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to Tradeway.com to sign up.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Patches of low clouds and fog early. Otherwise, sunshine and some clouds today and very warm this afternoon, but a little less humid, high 88. Partly cloudy early tonight with a shower or thunderstorm in spots, then mainly clear, warm, and muggy late tonight. Low 72 in Midtown, 64 to 68 in most suburbs. Tomorrow, a good deal of sunshine, quite warm at humid, high 89. Friday, partly sunny, very warm at humid, high 89. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. I want to tell you about Rhino Shield. If you're a homeowner, if you're a business owner, perhaps a co-op board, springtime and summertime is the time to repaint. You know that. Let's decide this year it's the last time you paint. Get Rhino Shielded, please. Talk to my friend Susan at Rhino Shield to find out more about this unique process. Rhino Shield, it's a coating. People always ask, what is Rhino Shield? It's a ceramic coating. It's like a paint, but ceramic coating that actually seals your house, seals your building. It's sprayed on, right? It bonds completely to wood, to brick, stucco, aluminum, block, or vinyl. Comes in any color you want. It has insulating qualities, soundproofing qualities, and is guaranteed for 25 years, never to chip, peel, or mold. I am not guaranteed for 25 years to chip, peel, or mold. It's the last time you will ever have paint to have to paint your house again. I have Rhino Shield on my house. I love it. My house, my country house in the boondocks out there. Susan came out with the kids. You know the story. I am so glad it looks like it's freshly painted every single day, by the way. Here is Susan's number for a free estimate. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Or go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Dennis Prager. Coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Help, I need somebody.
Ah, there it is. Joe of the Radio 656, James Rosen, kind enough to call in. He's in Miami. The debates are going on. James, how kind of you to call this early in the morning. How you doing, my friend?
Reminiscent of a muggy night in February 1964, Miami Convention Beach Hall. An 8-1 underdog, Cassius Clay. Now, that's not what I'm reporting on. That's long ago. Those people are on the street. What am I talking about? How are you, Joe?
James, you're the best. That was great. You are unbelievable. So is there action? Are people up and at them already down there because of the debates tonight for the Democratic primary?
Oh, yeah. So I'm calling you in between live shots for all the Sinclair Broadcast Group stations. We'll be appearing at 7 a.m. sharp and on WBFF, Fox 45 in Baltimore. So I had a little break between live shots. We're doing them from 6 to 10 a.m., and yeah, you bet people are hyped about this. Actually, because of the large field of Democratic candidates, we're actually talking about two consecutive debates on two consecutive nights, 10 candidates on each stage each night. So the first group gets together tonight from 9 to 11. It's the first chance to see all of these candidates in one setting like this. And depending on how you look at it, for the 10 candidates who are up tonight, the best known of them, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Beto O'Rourke, Bill de Blasio of New York City, it could be either a blessing or a curse that they won't be appearing alongside the front runner in the race so far, former Vice President Biden. He's in tomorrow night's debate.
You know, James, you're one of the great reporters out there, James. We're going to be watching. Please check in anytime. You're always welcome here on the show, James Rosen. And thanks for calling in, my friend.
Thank you, my man.
All right. We totally love James Rosen, and he's down there in Miami. The debates, we'll get into it when we come back today and tomorrow. Is it overload, political overload? Come on. Joe Borelli's going to join us. Arthur Idala on the show this morning as well. And you at 877-970-2999 on the balance of your phone lines. Radio Piscopo with Frank and Alan Debbie. And we are coming right back at you. Don't go away.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.